Garth Elliott is the City of Cape Town's Head of Transport Network Development. Garth, good afternoon. We're talking specifically about this set of traffic lights, but the basic principles will apply elsewhere. At what point do you put in traffic lights where they haven't existed before, and how much kind of work do you do before deciding, yes, let's go ahead?
Good afternoon, John. Good afternoon, listeners. Generally, we apply a national standard. There's a manual called the South African Road Traffic Signs Manual, and there are specific warrants for signalization in that manual. And those are applied to sites wherever they may be by the relevant road authority. In this case, that could be the city. I wasn't specifically prepared for this specific intersection. I was told we were going to be talking in general. But the background to this one is that pretty much on the network planning scale, Boys Drive was originally intended to link across the golf course to the M3.
We've talked about that before.
No longer take place because of various reasons. And it was deemed that ultimately traffic should, traffic that's not going to a local destination should ideally be traveling on that route. And as you mentioned, one of the listeners has pointed out that traffic has improved or congestion or queuing has reduced for
Boys Drive. That's one person out of probably 500 who've contacted me. The other 499 think it's got worse.
No, signalization has positive and negative effects, and it can generally, for the through route that wasn't controlled by a stop or any other form, it will be a disbenefit. But it now distributes the opportunities more equally on all the legs, basically.
Because, I mean, Garth, again, this is my experience, and I'm certainly not going to claim that my experience is the full and final facts on the matter. But my experience is that people who wanted to get from Boys Drive onto Main Road during peak and at slightly busier times, there was always somebody who was going to let them in. So, you know, whether they were turning left to go on Main Road towards town or right to Main Road towards Musenberg Kalk Bay, someone would always let them in. Now there is a traffic light which holds traffic for about a minute and a half, and that is creating a backup along Main Road, even at kind of 11 o'clock in the morning, where, you know, I've lived in the area for 24 years. And that's never happened before, except on sunny weekend days when people are going to the beach and so on.
Yes, we would need to look at the timing as well, because ultimately when we install signals of this nature, we would do traffic counts and we would check the queues and then model this using software and determine what we deem the optimal timing to be. And then sometimes it is necessary to go back to the site and then tweak that timing to improve it. So we can review and see whether there's anything possible that can be done there.
Do you look at the possibility of a traffic circle as opposed to traffic lights when you are putting in something to make an impact on traffic flow?
Yes, we generally do try and look to see whether there's something else besides a signal before we go that route. And, a site like the one in question, that we have problems in terms of space where there may seem to be open space, but that is part of wetland and so on the flay side. So that is not in the footprint doesn't really allow for traffic circle at that point. Also, one needs to consider...
So the flay is very close on particularly on one side of the road. Yeah, because I've got a message now. I live in Lakeside. Our community group is in an uproar. I thought there'd be an adjustment period for the timing of lights to settle, but I too find it a disaster in terms of traffic backup. It's really far, far worse. In summer, it is going to be unmanageable. And now that I'm talking to you about it, Garth, the WhatsApps are just flooding in with people saying how much worse it's got.
Okay, we note that, and we'll have a look at that and see if we can improve it in any way.
Yeah. I suppose it's impossible to have traffic lights. I suspect that at morning peak, when there's a lot of traffic coming down Boys Drive, some of the traffic coming from Boys Drive goes past the Westlake Golf Course and then gets on to Steenberg Road that way. But I suspect it probably has an impact at rush hour traffic. It's not possible, I suppose, to have traffic lights that only work for the morning and evening peak, and otherwise it's free flow because then people get confused.
No, and then it comes to, you know, the load shedding scenario where a dead signal is supposed to be a stop, which is actually worse than a signal in terms of delay.
Yeah. Okay. I feel a bit guilty because I didn't realize that you hadn't been prepped as to I was going to be asking about this particular intersection. So apologies for pressing you on that. But I've now, in the last 3 minutes, got another 30 WhatsApps from people complaining about the backup. And it might well, because it might well be better for the people on Boys Drive, but certainly for the people on Main Road coming from the deep south, heading towards town, it's a lot worse. So you can have a look at it.
Yes. Yeah, look, there may be a measure of reassignment that could take place where people that were using Main could possibly use Boys Drive instead, and they may then find that to be a better route.
Yeah, because what's happening is people are rat-running through Lakeside, and there used to be a way onto Boys Drive from the service road that runs parallel to Boys Drive, and that's now also being closed off. So you've got a heck of a lot of people rat running down Drive or one of the northern streets wanting to use that slip road off service road. That's been closed, so they're having to U-turn up service road and then get back. I mean, it really is a difficult situation.
Yes, thanks, John. We will look into it. I can't really say much further than that. Then we're going to investigate and see what can be done to possibly improve the situation.
Okay, I will take that commitment from you. Garth Elliott, head of the Transport Network Development Section of the City of Cape Town.